Hello everyone, this is Sadaya Sihi for the Buddha Center Online, and I'm here with Maha Sharada, who's recently been appointed the director of the Abhaya Ratna Trust.
I got involved with the Abhaya Ratna Trust because over the years of my involvement with the Tri Ratna, I became increasingly aware that the facilities and frameworks that were so important to me, for example, retreat centres, urban centres, communities, chapters, etc., were all built upon the efforts of many people over the years, including order members who've gone before me. Now, many order members who were very important in the pioneering days are in financial hardship. And that just seemed wrong to me. And as this realization grew stronger, I just felt an increase in gratitude to those shoulders whom I was standing on. And I saw an advert for the role of director of the Abhaya Ratna Trust, posted in Shabda. And after some thinking, I decided to apply for it. At the time, I was working in senior leadership and management teams at the University of Manchester. So I got some experience of working in management at a large organisation. But for years, I've been pulled towards working back in the Tri Ratna as well, which I had done 10 years previously when I was working at the Manchester Buddhist Centre, where I was centre manager. And I later became the Mitra Convener and a private preceptor. So I've been heavily involved in Tri Ratna. But I wanted to make a more explicit contribution to that, and that's why I applied for the job. Currently, the major activity of the Abhaya Ratna Trust is to support order members who either apply to us for specific amounts of money, less than £1,000. If they require more than £1,000, we generally run an appeal for those individual order members. As we explore the issues with them, it might become clear that the actual root of the issue is deeper than money itself. And the Abhaya Ratna Trust team, myself, Jinavamsa and Tara Darkany in particular, will work with them and their friends to help develop more support around the root issue.
Could you just say a bit about what your vision is for Abhaya Ratna?
I would like to see the Abhaya Ratna Trust have much more of an impact on the culture of the Tri Ratna Buddhist Order and movement, based upon a case of dysentery. I would like to see the Abhaya Ratna Trust help the order work out a more explicit culture of looking after each other. The case of dysentery is a story in the Pali Canon whereby the Buddha and Ananda are wandering around, and they come across this group of monks, and they see that one of the monks is very, very ill with dysentery. The Buddha says, "Why are you not looking after this monk?" The reply, amongst other things, is that, "Well, he's useless to us." So the Buddha and Ananda go to the monk's cell and they clean him down. And then the monk, the Buddha comes out and delivers a very firm discourse, I think, to the monk, saying, "Look, you've only got each other. You've got to look after each other. You've gone forth from family and the normal structures of support. You must look after each other." I went to see Banti in May last year, and we talked about a case of dysentery and the very uncompromising points made in that lecture.
Could you say a little bit about that conversation that you had?
Yes. So I wrote to Banti and I said I'd just recently become director and I'd like to speak with them about the work of the Abhaya Ratna Trust. It was found on the basis of a legacy given by Dharmachari Abhaya Ratna, a legacy of £50,000. Made in 2005, I believe, and a group of order members got together and decided the best way of using that money was to found the Abhaya Ratna Trust to help other order members. So the spirit of the case of dysentery, the spirit of care and concern for each other is the founding principle of the Abhaya Ratna Trust. So I went to see Banti just to talk to him about those principles and also his lecture, A Case of Dysentery, and I asked him specifically whether he'd like to add any key points to those he made in that lecture. And he thought, he leant back in his chair, he said, "No, the points I made are just as relevant now as what they were over 20 years ago, and I have nothing more to add. We must look after each other because we are a spiritual community and we have left to a lesser or greater extent traditional environments of support." And he said, "I am very, very grateful to all the care I've been given in this last year, which has made it one of the happiest of my life." So Bhante himself was a recipient of that principle of looking after each other.
And is there anything from that lecture that you remember that particularly stood out for you?
Yes, one area which we talked about was uselessness. The monk in the case of dysentery is regarded as useless by his fellow monks in the sangha, and that's what one reason maybe why they left him to wallow on the floor. And Bhante was warning against the seduction of being useful at the expense of one's spiritual life and integrity and effectiveness. But also the principles of the case of dysentery, they are unconditional love. They are a full expression of the first precept of you love somebody not because what they do or give you, you love them. Yes, and again, that's one of the principles of the Bhairat Trust, is that we help whoever applies to us. We do have some criteria which we make selections on. For example, an applicant having less than £6,000 in savings, they are a priority.
I also want to ask you, Mahashraddha, about the Bhairatna Trust 10th anniversary. 10 years, of course, is a decade. It's a very significant period of time. How was this celebrated?
So far, we've run one special event, mm-hmm. and that was a concert at the Cambridge Buddhist Centre in the theatre there. I thought that was a great success. The quality of music was fabulous. It was Akasha Deva playing piano, playing his compositions, and Mani Dara was singing some of Bhante's poems set to the music composed by Akasha Deva. And there was also Yashodharka and his band playing a jazz session. And we also had Ratnadia playing some Schubert and other music. So it was a mix of classical and jazz, and it was very, very high quality. I think one of the key significance was that it was a performance of some of Bhante's poetry set to music, which Akasha Deva and Mani Dara had actually performed to Bhante at Adishtana a week or two before the Cambridge concert. So it was quite poignant. We raised a nice sum from the concert as well, all of which, of course, will go to supporting order members who apply to us for assistance. We're running an appeal, which is going to be called the 10-10 appeal, as part of our 10th year anniversary, and we'd like to know from the order what are the key issues, what are the priorities which they'd like the Bhairat Trust to focus on, and therefore, you know, focus where we give what we raise, in addition to individual order members, of course.
And that Survey Monkey will be on your website, I presume, or emailing it to your supporters.
Correct, yeah.
Okay. Are there any other new projects in the pipeline?
There's two projects which are going to be launched this year. First of all, there's the Local Care Networks project, whereby the Bhairat Trust will help local situations set up local care networks, which will keep an eye out for local order members. So what that entails will be key people at a particular centre. It might be the chair, it might be the mitrakoon, it might be the local order convener, kind of form a nucleus of responsible order members. And around them will be a Bhairat Trust rep, and also people who have got skills which they're willing to give to help order members in need. It might be financial management, it might be driving order members to hospital appointments, whatever. The local sangha can create a database of what the local sangha can offer to people in need. I've been speaking with Age UK, who of course have got years and years and years of experience of providing support to people who are in need. And they've agreed to give us software which they've developed in-house, which enables people to be assessed in a very broad but accurate way to identify what the needs of that person are. And this piece of software, on the basis of the questionnaire, gathers information and then produces a report identifying the needs of a person. This hopefully will enable the local care networks to work more efficiently in identifying people's needs and responding to those. I'm very keen for the Bhairat Trust to collaborate with where expertise and resources are, and they're not always within Triratna, and I'm very keen to look beyond Triratna. And Age UK interests in us because we are a spiritual community, and there's research now appearing in the literature which suggests that those who have got an active spiritual life of one sort or another live longer and are happier.
Are there any other projects
And alongside that is developing a Bhairat Trust rep networks, an international network. So ideally we'd like at least one of Bhairat Trust rep in each centre or group who can work with the local care network to keep an eye out for local order members. We're also considering extending the remit of the Bhairat Trust to Mitras as well. I'd also like to mention one other project, which I think will really start to take off in 2020, and that is co-housing. I've visited the Lilac project in Leeds, which is an example of a very successful co-housing project in which an order member, Jyotini, lives in. And I was very, very impressed with how things are run there. For example, each household has an allotment. There's communal washing facilities, laundry facilities, cooking facilities. And also there's a project in Cambridge which is getting off the ground. Tejas Feeney and others are involved in that. Savannah project. As more and more order members reach old age, then the need, I think, for co-housing or some kind of housing project is going to increase. At the moment, I see the Bhairat Trust as kind of as a facilitator and initiator. The government have released some funding which enables co-housing projects to get off the ground, and that funding comes to an end in 2020. That's another reason why I'd like to really get serious about the Bhairat Trust getting co-housing project or projects off the ground. Interestingly, I did some analysis of some data from the Order Office, and the average age of ordination, be it men or women, including or excluding India, has doubled since 1976. And that, for me, is some data which gives this project some urgency. I think there are three things which are going to be essential to the health of the movement and order. There's consolidation, I think there's sustainability, and I think there's expansion. So, and all three are interdependent. You can't have an expansion, healthy expansion, without a solid base. And what I mean by consolidation is supporting those order members who have given so much of their lives to what we have today. So it's consolidating, it's saying thank you, let's support you. And also the sustaining, it's like, well, any culture worth its salt, any traditional culture, had a culture of looking after the elders embedded within it as part of their sustainability. On the Winter European Chairs Assembly, directors of the key charities in the Tree Ratna met to discuss these three kind of pillars, if you like, of a healthy order and movement, and how each of us are contributing to one or more of those pillars of consolidation, sustainability and expansion.
So a Bhairatna Trust is a UK-based organisation. Are there any plans to make this more internationally focused, or perhaps it already is?
Any order member anywhere in the world can apply to the Bhairatna Trust for financial and other support. And indeed, we have given out money to people in the UK, in Europe, in Mexico and in India. So, for example, in India, since 2016, we've given 213 order members modest grants to go on retreats and conventions. So we are active internationally. I'd like to see that increase. And I think that will increase partly through developing an international network of a Bhairatna Trust rep.
What are the challenges for the Bhairatna Trust as it moves forward into the next decade, hopefully decades of its work?
I think the Bhairatna Trust is not well enough known within the Tree Ratna order or movement. And we will be taking steps to address that, particularly this year, because obviously awareness leads to interest, which might lead to, as I say, giving of some sort. The challenges of the Bhairat Trust are the challenges of the order. For example, I think one of the challenges to the order will be, well, how are we going to address an increasingly ageing order and also an increasing number of people who are elder. People must feel confident in the Bhairat Trust. They must feel confident in what we do in order to really get behind us. And one thing which we will be doing is communicating the good work which you've done and showing evidence of that. In the last 2 years, we've run six appeals and raised £34,000 for individuals, meeting their needs for disability equipment, health sabbaticals, urgent medical care, not possible on the NHS, and so on. That's quite significant. My mum recently died of cancer, and my dad has been in and out of hospital since that death. And I've just seen how vulnerable people can become in old age. And yes, we have the Dharma, but we also need other support structures around us as well. And I'm very keen that the Abhayaratna Trust is part of putting those structures in place to allow people to really care for each other. You know, this is not theoretical. This is how it is. It's life. Sickness and aging are not are very challenging. Banti was very, when I met him, he was very aware of that. He was very aware that he was being very well cared for, and that his happiness was very much dependent upon the care he was being given.